Okay, ladies, I just want to welcome you to our first iBloom membership group coaching session. We are so thrilled that you're here. The topics that we're going to cover in the iBloom membership have come straight from the biggest aches of many of our iBloom friends via a survey that we did in 2010. And we discovered that the overwhelming ache was finances. So we thought, why not start here? We recognize that some of you may be feeling that overwhelming burden of hopelessness regarding your finances. This session isn't meant to beat you up, but to give you some hope with some tangible things that you can begin doing right now to begin cutting your expenses and saving more money. So regardless of how you're feeling financially at the moment, take a deep breath in and get ready to take ownership of your finances. It's become obvious from reading the surveys that many women want more money. And as I prayed about each of these responses, God gave me an epiphany. In many cases, we don't need more money. We just need to learn to manage the money God has already blessed us with. And obviously, there are those certain situations where we do need more money. But God really convicted me that if I'm complaining or worrying about my finances, then I'm not trusting Him to be my provider. So we must become students of financial management. God has given us this responsibility for a purpose. So that's what we want to teach you tonight. For tonight's session, I hope that you've been able to print out the handout and you've got something to write with. And you may even want to grab some extra paper because you want to have plenty of room for notes. Tonight's session is going to be power-packed with practical tips and tools that will help you to be a great manager of the resources God has blessed you with. So, Betsy, I would love for you to open us in a word of prayer before we go any further.
I'd be happy to, Kelly. And tonight, I don't know if you all saw it, but we had the most spectacular sunset. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer. O Lord, satisfy us in the morning and the evening with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Lord, we are so grateful that we have this opportunity to come together across the miles and link hands and chat and learn about what you have for us tonight, Father. We thank you for Crystal and the panel and for Kelly and Lori and the whole iBloom staff. We thank you that you have ordained this membership program and brought so many of us together. And we are so grateful for the ones that you know are ready to join us. We ask, O Lord, for your favor to rest upon us, to establish the work of our hands, so that we may glorify you. Through our precious Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Betsy. All right, go to your handout right now because you're going to see a quick assessment there. And this is to help you get an accurate picture of where you are at this very moment financially. It's important that you know where you are and where you hope to be. And the idea of this session is to help you begin to take charge of your finances. I love a famous quote by Dave Ramsey that says, "Tell your money where to go, rather than wondering where it went." And I have a confession to make. For years, I have wasted money. The number one cause of a divorce in America is money. So my husband and I knew that this was an area we were going to tackle head on before we got married. We tracked our individual expenses and created a budget that matches our priorities. Now we're sticking to it. We have our financial goals and we're being very intentional about working toward them. One of our highest priorities is giving generously to others. And we knew that with our current income and expenses, it would be impossible to give more than a 10% tithe. So we started looking at ways we could save money. We looked at where we could cut expenses first, simple things like cutting back our cable bill. Just canceling our phone and a few extra channels saved us $90 a month. Cutting back our grocery expenses by using coupons and watching for sales and only buying things that are on sales. And cutting back our eating budget by using sites like restaurants.com. These simple things freed up more resources so that we could give to others who really need it. And after we discovered that I was miraculously pregnant, we canceled our honeymoon to the Bahamas so that we would easily be able to cover the medical expenses for having the baby. Sure, that wasn't an easy decision, but I can't tell you the weight that is lifted knowing that we have that money set aside in our savings account and won't have to worry at all about paying for those medical bills. I promise you, if I can do this, you can do this. It's taking those small, simple steps, but it's learning to be a great manager of the resources that God has blessed us with. All right, I can't wait for you to meet Crystal Payne. She is the founder of MoneySavingMom.com. She's a wife and a mom to three little ones. She's passionate about helping women become wise stewards of their money. MoneySaving.com is filled with great resources, printable coupons, money-saving ideas, recipes, and some fabulous giveaways. It's definitely one of my favorite blogs and newsletters to find the very best deals available. Crystal and I pre-recorded this interview a couple of weeks ago, and I want you to hear now just her incredible advice. So let's listen in. Hello, Crystal. It is so good to have you, and I just want to start out by asking you, what are five words that best describe you?
Well, thanks so much for having me. That's a really hard question because, you know, to describe yourself, I think other people, sometimes my husband would be a better gauge, but as far as, like, what I would think of as myself, I'm optimistic. I tend to look at the glass half full instead of half empty. I'm very driven, sometimes to the point of not a healthy drive because I have a lot of drive. And I'm stubborn, which can be a good thing or a bad thing. And I'm type A, and I'm very minimalist in most aspects, except for that I can spend a lot of money on books.
I love that, and I think you just described myself. And probably many of the people listening. Wow. All right, so tell us, I really consider you one of the money-saving gurus, and you probably don't consider yourself that, but I definitely do. So tell us, tell our members, how you keep your grocery and household budget to $40 to $60 a week. I mean, that's phenomenal. So teach us how you do that.
Okay, basically, you have to remember that I've been doing this for a long time. Probably I've been shopping with a grocery budget using coupons for since the time that I was about 17. My mom had me start doing it for a family of nine. So I had a few years of experience when I got married when I was 21 and jumped right into doing it. And I'm now almost 30. So I've had a number of years of experience. So if that seems phenomenal to you, you have to remember that practice really doesn't exactly make perfect, but it really makes a big difference. So the biggest thing, obviously, is you have to have a budget. If you aren't telling your money where to go, then it's just going to pass through your fingers like sand. So you need a budget, first off. I always tell people to, if you've never had a budget before, start with like $40 a week per person, and then gradually you want to lower that to at least, you could probably in most circumstances, unless you live way out in the boonies or have a lot of food allergies, you could do $20 a week per person or less, and that's for all food and household budget items, unless going out to eat would obviously be a separate category. Use cash. If you go to the store and you only have cash, it really helps you stick to your budget because when it's gone, it's gone. So that works really well. Planning your menu around what you have on hand and what's on sale at the store, that makes a huge difference. And practicing the buy-ahead principle, which is when items are at their lowest price, their rock-bottom price, you're going to buy enough to last you until the next sale. And usually sales cycles run about every 12 weeks. Some items, they run a little bit more often than that or longer, but typically it's about every 12 weeks an item will go on sale at the lowest price that it typically is. And so you want to stock up at that price for the next at least 3 months. And so if you're always buying your groceries when they're 50% off or 75% off or even free for a lot of items that you can get free with coupons and sales, then obviously you're going to pay pennies on the dollar for most of your groceries. And so, for instance, last week at Target, they had this great frozen food deal where if you bought 7 frozen food items, any items, you got a $5 Target gift card back. So I stocked up on, I can't even remember how many bags of frozen vegetables. We have enough frozen vegetables to probably last us for the next 4 or 5 months because I was getting them for free or like 20 to 30 cents per bag was the maximum that I was paying because I was using the $5 gift cards to then buy more frozen vegetables. So instead of like a good sale on frozen vegetables, it's going to be like $1.89, something like that. But I saw that this was the best sale, so I obviously stocked up and to last me for 3 or 4 months so I don't have to worry about buying frozen vegetables for a while.
Oh, that's so great. And just so many good tips there.
So, and then obviously using coupons, when you can combine coupons with sales, good sales on things that you are already going to be buying, then obviously you can get some really great deals. I have a series on my blog that is 31 Days to a Better Grocery Budget, and I just walk you through baby steps to how to start lowering your grocery budget, and that's all free. I'm also doing a video series right now where I'm basically doing those same principles, but I'm doing it in a hands-on format, and that's also free as well. So those are just free to access on Money Saving Mom if anyone's interested.
No, those are great, and we will actually provide links for those in our member area so people can get direct access to those, as well as we went ahead and pulled off several of your other tools, so links are provided there as well. All right, tell us, and people are going to be astounded by this if they don't already know it, but you paid 100% down on your home, and you said a little bit earlier that you're almost 30. So I was talking to someone on my team about this, and she was like, yeah, she's probably right? Like, oh no, she's not. All right, so tell us how you and your husband did this.
Well, it kind of starts a long time ago because it wasn't just something that 2 years ago we decided we wouldn't pay cash for a house. It was something that back whenever I was a little girl, my parents, they decided that they wanted to get out of debt. And so my dad's dad had raised him that the only kind of debt you ever get is a mortgage. And so my dad faithfully followed that. But he and my mom got a mortgage, obviously, when they first got married. And then they moved up in the house when they had a few children. And then they decided, you know, we don't want to just follow this cycle for the rest of our lives. And so we're going to break out of this mold. And so they worked really hard and paid extra towards their mortgage. And I think when I was about 7 years old, my parents paid off their house. And
wow.
Then they decided that they were going to build a house out in the country and pay cash for it. So they saved for the next, until I was 11 years old. We bought land, and we sold our house and moved to this very old trailer that had no oven, no air conditioning, no heat, and which is very dilapidated. We had to vacuum and clean up all these mouse droppings and everything before we moved in. But anyway, so we built our house. My dad was a general contractor, and just seeing my parents and their willingness to make sacrifices in order to do something that they felt like God was calling them to do was just really impressed upon me, you know, wow, this can be done, even though the world might say that it's impossible to own your own home. And so I really saw that when they didn't have any debt and they didn't have a mortgage payment, it gave them so much more ability to be able to give to other people and for us to be able to invest in the lives of other people because we were not struggling financially, so we were able to give. And so anyway, they laid the foundation for my husband and I to have a vision to take it even one step further and not even get a mortgage. And so when we got married, we decided that we were going to stay out of debt through law school. And at that point, the thought of paying cash for a house was very not something we were really even considering because we were just trying to make it through law school and being some rice budget. And so we did, by the grace of God, and lots of sacrifice and lots of creativity. And we went through law school, and we didn't have any debt. We didn't have any school loans. And then we thought, you know, now that we don't have any debt, we could really live on very little, even though our income has increased. And maybe, just maybe, we could actually pay cash for a house. And so we did the math, and we realized, you know, if we just really scrimmed for 5 years, we might be able to save up enough to pay cash for a starter home. And so we just started doing that. We just kept our standard of living very low and just worked very hard, sometimes too hard, and just got really creative, and our income increased. And anyway, within 2.5 years, we paid cash for not a starter home, actually quite a bit nicer than a starter home. And really, I think, you know, it was that setting the foundation, our parents laying the foundation of giving us the vision that it can be done, and then us committing to stay out of debt and living frugally even when we didn't have to, and setting the big goal and working really hard together. We were on the same page about it, working very hard together towards this goal. And it just kind of was like this snowball effect. Once we kind of set the ball in motion, it just kept picking up more snow and more snow as it was rolling down the hill, just faster and faster. And we were just amazed, to be truthful, at how creative we got and how resourceful we became, and just how then God just seemed to bless the things that we were doing. And so now we own our home.
Wow, and I think that's so great that you're continuing on what your parents instilled in you now on such a larger scale, and helping so many other women and families realize that, yes, with a lot of sacrifice and living very frugally and making some hard decisions, you too can do the same thing.
Yes,
it's not going to
look the same for everybody, but, you know, I think that if people can just realize that you're willing to make sacrifices, short-term sacrifices, for long-term benefits, and if you can get on the same page with your spouse if you're married, and if you can set big goals, you know, it might not be paying cash for a house, but maybe it will be paying cash to, you know, replace your vacuum, or paying cash to buy a car or something, you know, on a smaller scale, and just realize that when you can break free of the bondage of payments, you can save so much more money and have so much more freedom.
All right. One of the reasons we decided to even do this topic is because we did a survey probably about 6 months ago at iBloom, where thousands of women really responded that their biggest ache was their finances. And so one of the things that we realized is a lot of people think they have to make more money. And what we've discovered is that's not necessarily the case. If we can learn to save the money we have and to be good stewards, and even though that means making hard decisions, we can make ends meet, oftentimes on what we're already making. So what piece of advice would you give that woman who is feeling completely overwhelmed financially right now?
I think, you know, the thing is that if you just sit and feel overwhelmed, you're never going to get anywhere. And so you have to take the first step of just saying, you know what, I might really be struggling, I might really be in a bad place, but I'm going to make the most of what I have. And like you said, just if you can set up a budget, you are going to, almost in every single case, give yourself a large raise. I mean, it could be to the tune of $10,000 a year or even more, without increasing your take-home pay, because you are telling your money where to go instead of it just, you know, running through your fingers and just without any thought. And so I think, you know, the biggest thing is start with something. Start, you know, even if it's really small, even if it's setting a microscopic goal, like I'm going to try to save $5 every month. And that might seem overwhelming to somebody, but, you know, if you can start with just something small and start looking for ways to meet that goal, you're going to start having, it's just going to become more, you're going to become more and more successful. Surround yourself with positive, motivating people. Don't surround yourself with people who are just constantly negative and just bringing you down and discouraging you. If you surround yourself with good people, read good books that are motivating you. And, you know, just if you start just getting really inspired and setting goals, you will just be amazed at how much progress you can make, even if you're in a really difficult financial situation. And, you know, don't wait for your circumstances to change. Start doing something today which will help inch you in the direction of where you want to be. And just if you can have a positive, creative, can-do attitude, it can take you farther than you could ever even imagine. But if you sit with a negative attitude, it's going to do nothing for you but keep you stuck.
Oh, Crystal, thank you so much. And I'm so excited because we're going to continue this episode and we're going to talk about what it means to create a budget, a simple budget, and we're going to teach you how to do that. So, Crystal, thank you so much for your advice and your tips. And, again, for those of you who are iBloom members, be sure to look in our member area because we've got links to lots of great resources from Crystal and her Money Saving Mom team. So thank you, Crystal. We so appreciate you and your time.
Thank you very much.
Wow, so much wisdom from such a young woman. And I am that iBloom team member who thought Crystal had to be at least 60 to have accomplished all those financial goals. And as Kelly said, we've included links to Crystal's website for you to dig around deeper because she has so much more information than we were able to cover tonight. I really think Crystal ended the interview with some great advice. Make a decision to move forward. I know some of you feel your financial situation is hopeless, but do something, anything, and that is better than nothing. Like Crystal said, don't wait for your circumstances to change. Do something now.
All right, well, I am so excited to introduce you to two special friends of mine, and we actually may only have one on the line. Carrie Mullins and Jeff Steffen may join us in a bit. But these girls are just fabulous, and they're ordinary women who are saving big every week on their groceries and their household items, and they've agreed to give us a sneak peek into how they do it. And Carrie has actually been working with me to teach me a lot of the things she knows, and so I know you guys are going to find this so beneficial. So, Carrie, I believe you're live on with me.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good, good. All right, start out telling us just a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm married and have a nine-month-old baby. And
Yay, is right.
And I own a travel agency out of my home. And I'm just like everybody else, always looking for ways to cut expenses and keep more money in our pockets.
That's excellent. All right, so tell us a little bit about when and why did you start couponing?
I started with diapers. My son was on the way, and we were on a very, very, very limited budget, and God gave me the gift of a next-door neighbor who was a coupon expert, and she taught me. And that was so helpful for me to just start real small because it can be really overwhelming at first. And so I started with diapers, and then it progressed from there to wipes and then toothpaste and all the household sort of things. So I just started very small.
And I think that makes it so much less overwhelming because it really is this huge undertaking, or it can be. But really, if we save any money, that's better than not saving. So good to start somewhere.
Hey, Kelly, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Hey, Jess. How are you?
Oh, good. I'm good. My little baby has an ear infection, so I...
Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm glad you jumped on. So tell us a little bit about you. We're going to kind of go back just a second.
Okay. Hello, I'm Jessica, and I got into couponing probably 6 months ago. Tim's laughing at me right now. Stop it. from my best friend, Julie. Got into it, and what really got me was she came over one day and brought about $150 to $200 worth of just health and beauty items that she just gave me because she said, I got all this for free and I have so much at home that I don't know even what to do with it. And so then it sparked my interest.
I bet. All right, so for both of you, Carrie, let's start with you. What would you say, and I know this is kind of hard to gauge because you're watching for sales and coupons, but compared to what you were spending before on household and grocery items, what would you kind of average that your weekly savings is with the sales and the coupons?
It varies from week to week depending on how good the sale is, but I'd say on average, a minimum of $100 a week we save.
Which is great. How about you, Jess?
I do not save quite that much. I unfortunately try and a lot of the foods I buy, they just aren't that many coupons for as far as Whole Foods and things like that. And so I'd say on average with coupons in the grocery store, I save between $25 and $40 in coupons.
Okay, and does that include your household items?
You know what? I don't even buy household items right now because I have such a pileup, so I don't even know what I'd save. I'd say whatever I normally save, I'm not even having to buy. I have so many toothpastes, I don't even know what to do with.
Thank you.
All right. Good. Okay, and that is a good point to make. There's not a lot of coupons if you're trying to eat healthy as far as fresh vegetables, meats, all that kind of stuff.
There are some. I mean, there are some.
There are some, yes.
Yes.
But you want to make sure that you're saving in other areas so you can still buy those good foods that are good for you and your family.
Exactly.
All right, Carrie, what?
Exactly.
I know that your favorite store is Rite Aid for couponing.
It is.
Tell us a little bit about Rite Aid and some of your deals.
Well, the best thing about Rite Aid is that they put coupons out that you can stack with manufacturer coupons, and that's how you end up saving so much money. So they have videos on their website that you can sign up to watch their videos, and you earn coupons that way. And you can even stack multiple Rite Aid coupons. So say you earn a $3 off of a $15 purchase coupon or $4 off of a $20 purchase coupon. You can stack that with a Rite Aid coupon off of diapers and then a manufacturer coupon off of diapers. So you're essentially using multiple coupons in one transaction, and that's how you get your bottom dollar down so low.
And that was one thing I learned from you, because I thought for a long time you could only use one coupon. And really, there are some restrictions where that might be the case, but oftentimes, especially stores like Rite Aid, you can use multiple different types of coupons.
Target's another store that's really good for that, too. They have coupons on their website you can print and stack with manufacturer coupons.
Great. All right, what would you say is your favorite couponing website?
I love Money Saving Mom. I'm a huge fan of hers, and I registered to receive her emails. So every week I get an email for all of my favorite stores telling me what the best deals are that week to go get them. And then I also am a big user of HotCouponWorld.com because they have a coupon database there that you can go to and type in what you need to purchase and go find the coupons that are out there for it. Whether it's from the paper or printable, it tells you all of them.
Okay, great. All right, how about you, Jess? Where's your favorite place to shop?
My favorite Rite Aid as well, just everything that Carrie said, yes. And Meijer, as far as groceries, I find you can get really good deals. They also have Meijer Mealbox coupons on their website, and M-Perks coupons you can sign up there for, and you can stack those with manufacturer. They double coupons. A 50-cent coupon doubles to a dollar. Anything up to 50 cents will double. So Kroger does that too, but you can combine those with the Meijer store coupons and save a lot of money.
No, that's good. And I love the M-Perks right now. They actually sent me a text message the other day, saved $10. I was like, yes.
Wow.
I know. Good.
Wow.
All right, Carrie, how do you find your coupons?
The blogs are the best way. Like I said, signing up to get the emails from Money Saving Mom. Frugal Girls on Facebook, they also tell you all about coupons. And she does, the Frugal Girls does some different things for Money Saving Mom, so it's good to use both of them. And then when all else fails, if I need something specific, I go to Hot Coupon World.
All right, and both Carrie and Jess have little ones, so we're going to hang tight.
All right, guys.
No, you're fine. Carrie, do you use a coupon as soon as you get it? So I know for you, you clip Sunday coupons as well. So do you use the coupon as soon as you get it?
Sometimes. Sometimes there's sales
a lot of times they will correspond the sales with what's in the newspaper that weekend. So a lot of times we will sit down on Sunday afternoon and clip out the ones that we're going to use immediately. And then sometimes we keep them filed by the week that they came in the paper. And then Hot Coupon World will tell me what paper to go back to, or Money Saving Mom will tell me what paper insert to go back to get the coupons at a later date.
Okay, good. And then you told us a little bit about stacking coupons. Do you want to add anything else to that?
No, just touched on some of the other things I forgot about with the Meijer meal box and Meijer coupons. And then my husband just mentioned iHeart Rite Aid and iHeart CVS. Those are also a couple websites that I forgot to mention that have the sale flyer out early. So you sometimes 2 to 3 weeks early. You can plan ahead and know if there's a sale coming up, like, if I need to stack up on diapers, I can plan ahead. Sometimes we order coupons from some of the coupon websites. If it's something that I know I'm going to purchase a lot of, it's sometimes worth it to buy that. We've had some good success with that, too.
Great. Okay, so last question for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll just tell you real quick. The last time I did that, I bought 20 Huggies coupons, and they were $2 coupons, and I paid with shipping, it was $3.80 to get 20 coupons. So basically, two of the coupons were, I paid for them, and then I had 18 for free.
Oh, which is great. So there are times you may want to look at buying coupons, especially if you're buying diapers or, I mean, really, diapers is the one big thing. But there are other things. Okay,
can I add something too?
Yeah, definitely.
My friend Julie goes to the Georgetown Recycle Center, which I shouldn't, this is like coupon, like undercover information, code red here. But the Sunday paper, stores get rid of the Sunday paper. Obviously, they can't sell them after midnight, 11:59 on Sunday. And so, like in Georgetown, they take them to the recycle center. So she goes at like 4 in the morning, no joke, and gets probably 60 Sunday papers.
Wow.
I've heard from other coupon people that they go to Walmart and will ask for them at like 11:50, or sometime. So that's another way to get
multiple.
I know
most of you listening aren't here in Kentucky. You're all over the
world.
Okay, so you
okay.
May want to find the place that would have that, and it can't hurt to ask. Great.
Hey, Kelly. Another trick, too, is that the bigger cities have better coupons in their newspapers than the smaller cities. So, for example, the Cincinnati paper has much better coupons than the Lexington paper. So we have, instead of buying the Lexington paper, we have Joseph Beth hold us 2 Cincinnati papers, and we go pick those up from them every week. So it might be worthwhile to find your local bookstore, what they carry from the bigger cities, and get them. But you want them from within your region. Like, you don't want to buy a New York paper. You want to buy a regional paper that's from a big city.
No, that's great. So I know, like, Kate would be, I know you live in Boston, so I'm sure they have tons of great papers there. Good points, girls. Okay, Carrie, I want to ask you one more question. I didn't put this in my notes for you. But are you buying stuff that you don't need? Are you stocking up on stuff you don't need or want just because it's on sale?
Yes, if it's a moneymaker or if it's free, I do. And what we decided a while back was that we were going to stock up on the things Jess was talking about, the toothpaste, the body wash, the razors, the baby, Desodyn, body wash, all those sorts of things, because we're actually going to have a huge garage sale in a couple weeks and sell a lot of that we either got for free or made money on and make extra money towards our budget. Our neighbor made over $300 at her last garage sale from selling all those sorts of miscellaneous items she had stockpiled.
Good. All right, and I would say for somebody who's struggling financially and you're just starting with coupons, you probably don't want to go that route just yet. Just buy the stuff that you need for right now. And then once you've had a few months under your belt and you're feeling more comfortable, then maybe you want to try the yard sale. Thanks, Carrie. All right, Jess, how about you? For somebody who's never couponed, how do you recommend that they begin?
I'd say take baby steps. Don't get over, it's very overwhelming and when you jump in. The websites that I like, there's a lady on the West Coast, My Frugal Adventures, and they're all very similar. I mean, she gets things off of Money Saving Mom or Hot Coupon Mama, Happy Homemaker Cindy. It's just kind of, I found a site that you feel comfortable with, and most of those sites have a couponing 101 on there, and I would just brush up on that, read that. Every store has a different coupon policy, and start off with, if you have small children, maybe just focus on diapers and wipes. Try and be brand flexible. You know, I used to never only use Pampers, but now I use Huggies or Pampers, whatever I have a coupon for. So just kind of focus on the things you use the most of. I have pets, so I'm trying to focus on good deals on pet food as well.
Great. Good, good. Carrie, any other money-saving tip that you would like to share?
I agree with Jess primarily. Just start small. And the only other thing I can think of is if you know somebody who's good at it, ask them to mentor you. Most people who are couponers are excited about what they're doing, and they're willing to share that information if you just ask them.
Great. And how about you, Jess? Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, just the same, yes, exactly what Carrie said. You know, my best friend Julie's who got me into it, and I was calling her in the beginning at least once a day asking her different questions and what you can and can't do. And I just kind of started small. I mean, I started just saving a little bit every week, and then it built up to where I stacked so many household items, like I said, that I don't even really buy them anymore. And that's more because we don't have the room. If I had more room, storage room, I would probably stockpile it. I think you have to change your whole mindset with grocery shopping. It's stockpiling. And so it's almost like if there's a good deal on something, you stock. If you can get macaroni and cheese for 10 cents a box, then grab 20 of them. So it's almost like you're not at the grocery store's mercy. When you run out of something, you're not going to pay full price and then you just kind of sit around and wait for another good deal. So try and change your whole mindset eventually. I mean, start small, but that's kind of what I had to do.
And that's one good point to kind of keep in mind, and I hope you got that from Crystal's interview, is that sales go in cycles. And so if you can kind of keep up to date with what the cycles are, then you just buy for that cycle, and then you wait till it goes on sale again. Because I also don't have a whole lot of space in my house for a stockpile room or anything like that. So I buy in the sales, but I only buy enough for that time period of the sales. And it can go anywhere from 6 weeks to 6 months, depending on the product.
Mm-hmm.
All right, girls, anything else you want to add?
It's addicting.
It is addicting. And I will say, I mean, that's one huge thing to point out is that only buy stuff that you need. I mean, because
yeah.
I know that was one of the things that somebody said in the chat room earlier, is every time they see a clearance, they buy it whether they want it or not.
Yeah,
and
I was doing that. Yeah.
Good. Carrie, anything else?
Same as money makers, grab whether you use them or not, because if you can save $3. Right. You know, the only other thing, if you're interested in a healthier lifestyle, there's a good website called organicdeals.com. I like her. She's also from the West Coast, but she has a organic coupons database. And she's always up on Whole Foods, has their own store coupons that they let you combine with manufacturer coupons. And I've gotten items for free from Whole Foods, which is very unusual.
No, that's
so
great. I didn't even know about that website.
Yes.
Add that to your recommended resources.
I didn't know about that website either, but also Crystal's Money Saving Mom has Whole Foods Deals of the Week that
mm-hmm.
you can subscribe to the email for mm-hmm. that as well.
Great. All right. Thank you both so much for participating. I know what you gave was so valuable to those listening, so thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Can we hang up now? I'm sorry. Do we hang up now, Kelly?
I'm going to mute you, so you can stay on and listen, or you can hang up.
All right. So hopefully you got some valuable information there of where to start. And you'll notice in the recommended resource section, we provided you with a lot of those websites already, but hopefully you jotted down some of the extra ones that I didn't even know about. All right, we're going to transition into our call to action plan or our take action plan. And you'll see that on the second page of the handout. We've got four steps. And our purpose with this membership is that you would really begin to implement all that you learn. We don't want this to be just another piece of information or a stack of notes on your desk, but we want to help you create a concise take action plan that you can begin to implement in your life today. And so I'm going to pass it off to Lori Burrell from our iBloom team as she walks you through the first two steps. So get your pen ready.
Okay, so action step number one. Each month we're going to give you an I choose to statement that you can memorize, jot down, and post, or refer to when you're getting discouraged. And this month's statement is, I choose to manage the money God has blessed me with. I'll repeat that. I choose to manage the money God has blessed me with. This month's statement is telling you that you do control your money. And I love another one of Dave Ramsey's quotes that says, my financial life began turning around when I took responsibility for it. Ladies, take control of your finances. I have to admit that the past 2 years, going through my separation and divorce, I was often winging it. And now that things are settled, I am craving for a strict budget again so that I truly know where every penny is going. Don't think of this as restricting. Yes, you may need to make some drastic changes in your life, but oh, the freedom when you are debt-free and able to give generously to others. So now let's move on to action step number two. Track your expenses for 1 to 3 months. Keep a notebook with you at all times and enter every penny you spend. That's right, every penny. I think you will be amazed at the little expenses that total up to larger amounts. After you have tracked all the money going out of your pocket or charged on your credit card, put a W for want and an N for need by each expense. What expenditures can you eliminate? What things are a must for you and your family to function? This will be very enlightening for you if you are truly honest. Check those items out and see if they are wants or needs. You may find you are able to pay more on a credit card, loan, or mortgage payment. I know we really think, oh, it's just a soft drink or a cup of coffee, but really that is cash that could be used for much more productive things.
All right, and then for steps number three and four, step three would be to create a budget. And I recommend that you create a workable budget, even as you're tracking your expenses. You want to make sure that you do step number two and three simultaneously. There is no reason to wait to finish adding up your expenses before you create a budget. However, if you've never created a budget or you've never stuck to a budget, then it will probably take you a few months of adjusting to get things down. But the whole idea of a budget is to tell your money exactly where you want it to go. So at the end of the month, you aren't left wondering where it all went. Don't create a budget and then tuck it away in a file drawer, never to be seen again. Your budget should be a resource that you're using weekly, if not daily, to assess where your money is going. And if you'll look in the recommended resource section, you'll see we gave you two different options from Dave Ramsey of how to create a budget. One's an online resource and one's a printable resource if you like paper more. But one thing to keep in mind as you're doing that is that this is your workable budget, so you're going to shift it around as you go, but that's going to give you a good starting point between the two of those. And one thing I love about Dave Ramsey's method is he gives you suggested percentages. So if your home is taking up 50% of your salary, and I think he recommends it's like 30%, then you may need to make some adjustments. That means you doesn't mean you have to sell your home, but it does mean that you have to take less from somewhere else in the categories. And so I would encourage you that once you get your expenses done, plug those into that budget software as well that's free and see how your percentages are coming out. Are you within the range
or are you extremely high or extremely low in certain categories? And there's also an online resource, which is also in your recommended resource. It's mint.com, M-I-N-T.com. And it's a great tool and would actually allow you to pay your bills online. And I believe it's also available in Canada for the members who are in Canada. All right, step number four is just start couponing. And we got such great information from Carrie and Jess, and this was really such a new concept to me because obviously I knew there were coupons and I used them occasionally, but I really had no idea about the sales cycle, about stacking coupons, or about how much coupons could allow us to save money so that we could give generously to others who really need it. And one kind of side note there, if you have the tendency to stock up on foods and things that you don't need, give those away. Use that as your opportunity to give generously to a food bank or to someone in need. You'll see in the recommended resource section of your handout, there are two excellent resources from MoneySavingMom.com. One is Getting Started with Coupons, and she really does simplify the process for you to kind of walk you through a hands-on techniques. The second one is How to Organize Your Coupons. And I really love her method of her coupon box, and she walks you through how to easily do that. These will be great, simple tools to get you started and to help you not feel overwhelmed, but begin to make some progress. One of the things that my husband and I did is we created a stockpile list. So we went through our house, and we made a list of all the items that we would like to stockpile for a few months, so probably 3 months. And it was everything from toothpaste to cleaning supplies to razors, deodorant, all those household things that we need. And if we can watch for those to go on sale with the coupons and we can stack all that together, it's amazing how you can get it free or really next to nothing. But it's watching for those deals. And so we have an 8.5 by 11 sheet full of items we're watching for. And we try to stock up and not buy them unless they're on sale at a deep, deep discount. So that's just a simple way to kind of get you started. All right. I want to take some questions in the chat room now if you have anything. I hope that tonight's session has been helpful. We've got about 5 minutes, and we could take a couple questions. You can either do it in the ask a question or you can do it in the chat section. Any questions? All right. None of you have any questions? I can't believe it. Is buying a membership at a discount club worth it? And Felicia, I think I saw you talking about Sam's Club earlier. I would say if you have a large family or you're buying things in bulk, maybe for your church or an organization, then yes, it's definitely worth it. If you're not buying things in bulk or need large quantity, then maybe not a good idea. And that's a great suggestion, too. Cindy just said, I have a Costco membership and split items with my daughter. That's one of the things that we do here locally with my family is we're a part of a CSA, which is a community co-op, like, and we get fresh vegetables and fresh meat and all that. And that's what my family does is we buy a share and we split that up. So that's a great way if you have friends or you want to still eat healthy but divide those things up. And really, it's a whole lot cheaper than buying those fresh veggies and fruits at the store. And I'm sure most of you have a CSA in your area. Carla, you said, do you have any suggestions for Canadians? And Carla, you are one of our only Canadians. So maybe we can help you kind of navigate that. So why don't you and I email offline and we will find some for sure. Any other questions? Carla, you're looking for specific sites. Yes, we will ask around too at Money Saving Mom and see areas, because I don't even know what stores are in Canada. So I will definitely be willing to help you with that. All right, I'm assuming we covered everything that you had. And obviously we're going to continue this conversation in our Facebook community page throughout the rest of the month. And I'm so glad you guys are getting to know each other over there and dialoguing with one another. We are so glad that you joined us for tonight's session, and we hope that you've discovered some simple steps that you can begin implementing in your life right now. We know that many of you are feeling overwhelmed financially, and we hope this has given you just a little snippet of hope, that there is hope. And again, our iBloom community page on Facebook will be a great way to continue this dialogue. We want to hear your advice, tips, and suggestions. I know many of you have been doing budgets and tracking your expenses and couponing much longer than some of us. And so we would love to get your experiences and your knowledge. And we also want to celebrate as we accomplish these little tasks together. So be sure to share your accomplishments. Know that our iBloom community is a place for you to get the ongoing encouragement and support from our iBloom team and from other members. We are so glad that you were able to join us for this first month of our iBloom membership. Hope you have a wonderful night. Thank you all so much. Bye-bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key.